Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Reels Feels. Today, we're going to be talking about anticipated movies that me and Michael have. There's quite a bit that are coming out in the month of December, actually, that I'm really excited for. Number one probably being Aquaman for me. Personally, I've been somewhat of a fan of the past DC movies that have come out within the past couple of years. I like Justice League personally. I know it's not an amazing movie, but it's good enough for me. It's enough fan service to
produce more movies.
Yeah, definitely. I somewhat enjoyed Suicide Squad. I thought the ultimate cut of Batman v Superman was really good. The original cut was okay. But I think that Aquaman will restore faith in the DC cinematic universe for sure. It's getting a lot of traffic before it's even come out. I see the trailer. I see the advertisements everywhere, all over social media, all over TV. So I think it'll be a good one. Also, another movie that I'm really looking forward to that I had no idea was in development, but I'm really glad they're making it, is Detective Pikachu.
Oh, that looks like it's going to be hilarious.
I've been a huge fan of the Pokemon series ever since I was a little kid. And I know they recently released a game titled Pokemon Detective Pikachu. But I'm really excited to see what they do with a movie. Especially if Ryan Reynolds is voicing Pikachu. I think that's absolutely hilarious. The CGI looks really good. The trailer makes it look like a pretty good buddy comedy movie. So I'm definitely excited to see it. What about you, Michael? Any anticipated movies coming up?
I've always liked some of the Disney movies, so I'm pretty excited to see Dumbo. Liked it since I was a kid. But one of the movies that were pretty innocent that I've always liked since I was a kid, I don't know how I'm going to like a live action one. I mean, I don't feel like it's going to live up to
the hype of
Lion King.
Yeah, I was about to say, Lion King's definitely one I'm looking forward to.
I think it's probably just going to be in Lion King's shadow, basically.
Is Mary Poppins is Disney, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, definitely. I'll definitely be seeing The Lion King. That trailer was amazing. I got goosebumps.
Oh, absolutely.
So besides this, well, I guess Marvel is Disney now. I'm definitely looking forward to the new Avengers movie.
Oh, absolutely.
That trailer it gave me goosebumps. It's pretty good. The whole intro with Tony Stark was pretty emotional. It looks really good to me. And I'm somewhat excited to see Captain Marvel. I wasn't really that impressed with the first trailer, to be honest. I thought it was kind of boring. And it's not really unlike anything we've seen before in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And I think it's just really weird how they're introducing a character this late in the game, because they've already had a pretty established roster of people. And especially with the first Infinity War coming out already, I don't really know what they're going to do with her. I'm still excited to see what they're going to do with her, and I'm hoping the movie's going to be good, because I really like Brie Larson as leading actress. I don't know who they have to direct the movie, but I mean, I'm sure it's in good hands. Marvel's always had pretty decent directors throughout the series.
They haven't really let me down yet.
Yeah, I can agree with that. But other than that, apparently Toy Story 4 is coming out. I haven't seen the trailer yet, but I've heard a lot of people talking about it and stuff like that. I love the first one and I love the second one. I still haven't seen the third one.
I have to disagree with you there. I like the first, second, and the third one, but the third one should have been where they left it off. They should not be making a fourth one, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really comment on that because I haven't really, I haven't seen it, so... But yeah, I mean, I'm sure it'll be good. It's Disney, so they'll definitely make a hit there, and tons of people are going to go see it, you already know. I saw that they're making a new, it's called Mowgli, but it's based off the Jungle Book, and I just think that's really weird, considering we just got a Jungle Book movie like 2 years ago, and it was really good, so I don't really know what they're trying to do with that, and it's also going straight to Netflix.
They might do it where he gets founded originally, because in the first in the Jungle Book, when they made it, they already had Mowgli already there, essentially.
Yeah, so I'm somewhat excited to see what they do with that. Also, I've been hearing a lot of positive reviews about the new Bumblebee movie. I know a lot of my friends and people that I know aren't really into the Transformers movies anymore, considering they've made, I think, what, now 6 of them? And ever since the first one, they really haven't been that good at all. The last couple being terrible, so I've heard. But apparently the new Bumblebee movie is getting a lot of good praise. So I'd definitely be down to go and check that out. Also, apparently they're remaking they're doing a live action version of Aladdin. And I actually watched the teaser trailer they had for that.
Gave me chills.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool. I wasn't a huge Aladdin fan when I was a kid, but I'm always down to see what Disney has in store with that. But other than that, I mean, there's a whole lot of movies that are coming out in December. I know. Also, one other movie that I'm really looking forward to would be Vice. That movie looks awesome. It's the same director who did The Big Short. It's a lot of the same casting. Steve Carell's in it. The guy, what's his name? I'm drawing a blank. From Batman.
Ben Affleck?
No, not Ben Affleck. The Dark Knight trilogy. What's the name of it? His name? Christian Bale. Yeah, he's playing Dick Cheney in that movie.
Oh, yeah, I've heard good things about that movie. It looked pretty anticipatingly good.
Yeah.
When we saw the trailer in theaters as well.
Yeah, definitely. I was a huge fan of The Big Short, so I'm definitely going to check that out. I've also heard a lot of good praise about the new Spider-Man movie. A lot of people are saying it's the second best Spider-Man movie, if not the best Spider-Man movie.
You're talking about the animated one?
Yeah, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, I think it's called.
Oh yeah, I'm really excited to see that.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good stuff about that, so that should definitely be something to check out. Also, it's called Once Upon a Deadpool. Apparently it's the Deadpool 2, it's the sequel, but it's Christmas. Not...
They had a different scene.
That, but also it's not an R rating anymore. So apparently it's PG-13, so a lot more people can go see it, which I thought was kind of weird. I don't really know how that's going to play over with a lot of the fans of Deadpool, because one of the main things that makes that character what he is that the character just doesn't give a shit. He's kind of an asshole. He doesn't really have a whole lot of morals. He's just kind of
not really a superhero.
Yeah, he's an anti-hero. Yeah. He's a mercenary.
They probably made it PG-13 so kids could see it and do this. It'll have a bigger box office rating. And they're not really losing money because it's essentially the same movie still.
Definitely. I'm very excited for the new Star Wars movie. I'm excited to see J.J. Abrams directing again, because I really enjoyed The Force Awakens. I didn't really care too much about The Last Jedi. I thought it was very overrated, very overhyped.
Very overrated.
And I remember going to see that movie and me and Michael both hating it. So I'm excited to see what they do with that. And also, apparently the Lego movie is getting a sequel, which I don't really know how I feel about that, because I thought the first Lego movie was amazing. It was like the perfect way to tap into that generation who played with Legos. I mean, it's still going on today. Kids still play with Legos. So I thought it was a very smart way to bring in people, old fans of Legos, back in the 90s when they were first coming out, and kids nowadays. But I don't really know why they're making a sequel to it. It doesn't really need a sequel. I saw the trailer for it, and it didn't really look that good. I didn't really laugh that much, so I don't know. I guess we'll see how that goes.
Well, they're also, next year, they're making a new How to Train Your Dragon, which I am very excited about. I've been a fan since the first one. The first one and the second one were really good movies. Perfect sequel, in my opinion. And the third one looks like it has some pretty drawing parts to it.
I've only seen the first one, but I'd still be down to go see. I need to see the second one, obviously, but I'd still be down to go see the new one. Captain Marvel's getting a January release, which we already touched upon, and apparently Wonder Woman 2 is coming out next year as well. I know, personally speaking, I was a huge fan of Wonder Woman. My mom was actually a really big fan of Wonder Woman, too. She absolutely loved it. She's seen it so many times since it came out. We bought it immediately when it came out on Blu-ray. And we've watched it so many times since then, so I know that's definitely going to be a movie that we're going to check out.
It seems like the best thing that DC can do, which I think what their biggest mistake is, you know how Marvel had every individual movie before they made Avengers. That's where DC's messing up, because they're bringing in too many characters without having their backstory first. And I think that's partially why they don't know what to do with the movies, kind of. And that's why they're getting bad reviews, because they haven't even introduced these characters until they're all there together.
Yeah, and that's what people have always said, that they're just kind of rushing things. They don't really spend a whole lot of time establishing characters, their backstory, or anything like that. They take way too much... they don't take way too much time. They don't spend enough time elaborating and expanding on the characters they have already. So I don't know. I mean, I'm still excited to see it. That and Aquaman, I think, are going to be the most strongest links in the DC universe. Because I don't know if Ben Affleck's returning to play Batman after...
Well, they said a few years ago that they were going to make a standalone Batman movie, but they still haven't really followed up with that. Which I would have been really excited to see.
Yeah, definitely. Another huge movie that I really liked, It is getting a sequel.
Really?
Yeah, the original It, apparently, it was a TV movie, and it released in two parts. The first part was the kids, which is what the first It, the new one, was based on. And the second one is when they return to the town as adults. I'm really excited to see what they did with that. I was a huge fan of the first one. Absolutely loved it. That's probably one of my top 10 favorite horror movies of all time. Hands down. They did a really, really good job with that. So I'm definitely excited to see what they do with that. Apparently the new Spider-Man franchise that they just rebooted a couple years ago, Spider-Man Homecoming, Spider-Man 2, it's going to be called... Far Away From Home, I think it is.
Oh, it's Far From Home.
Far From Home. Yeah, so I'm definitely... their titles for these movies are really strange, but I'm definitely excited to see what they're...
I do kind of like that they're pulling away with the new Spider-Man movies. They're pulling away from the origin story, because every other Spider-Man already had its origin story. I would like them to show at least, like, a flashback of it or something, though. But, I mean, you can only do so much, I guess, but... One thing I do like about this Spider-Man is he does Peter Parker very well, and he does Spider-Man very well, which, and the other ones, they...
Yeah, it was either or.
Spider-Man or, like, Tobey Maguire did Peter Parker better, and Andrew Garfield did Spider-Man better, and their alternate personalities weren't linked up as well as...
Yeah, no, I definitely know what you're saying. I still really enjoy the Tobey Maguire ones more than any of them, though, because I grew up with them. And Spider-Man 2, I think pretty much everybody can agree, is probably one of the best Spider-Man movies they've ever released. Also, John Wick, I don't know if any of you guys have seen, well, obviously, you've had to have at least heard of the John Wick movies. It's getting a Chapter 3, which is the sequel to the sequel. And it's pretty much continuing right after the second one left off. I'm also a really big fan of these movies. I have a friend who is also a really big fan of these movies, and he kind of turned me on to the movie because I wasn't a huge fan of Keanu Reeves. Some of his movies are okay. He's kind of a dull actor, but I think John Wick, the movies actually play off of that whole acting style that he has, because he's not very energetic. The Matrix movies obviously are probably one of his highlights, but I think the John Wick movies do a really good job. Keanu Reeves does a really good job in those movies. The fighting, the combat choreography in the movie is awesome. The soundtracks are usually really good.
It kind of plays off what we said in the last episode as well. The action movies have kind of been getting repetitive, but this is one of the ones that do stand out and are a little bit changing.
Definitely.
It just plays off so well. He's such a good actor. One of the things I personally like about Keanu Reeves, though, is in this movie, he's such a good pinpoint shooter, and he shoots so well, but in real life, he can actually shoot like that, so it's not really even, like, acting at that part.
Yeah, apparently I had heard a lot about that as well. He's also like a really good marksman in real life. Okay, so there's another movie that's releasing in January. I saw the movies before. I think it was Unbreakable, the one with Bruce Willis. Then it was Split, the one with James McAvoy. I'm not really sure what to feel about Glass, which is the third installment and apparently the cinematic universe that they created out of absolutely nowhere. It's M. Night Shyamalan. He hasn't really had a great track record in the past years, especially with The Last Airbender. That movie apparently was panned by fans, awful. Critics alike, everybody. I never saw it, but I know that it was not good.
Well, the reason that kind of tanked was it was a series, and every chapter was a whole season.
Yeah, it was elaborate.
Episodes, and they were very elaborate, and they tried to run.
Well, apparently,
a whole series, like a whole chapter into one movie.
Yeah, and apparently the main character in the show and the movie, his name is Aang.
Yes,
they were mispronouncing his name the entire movie.
So yeah, they didn't even call him Aang.
Yeah, they didn't even do his homework.
Yeah,
jeez, that's so terrible.
Glass, like Unbreakable, I did like that movie, but I didn't see Split, so I would want to see that before I see Glass. But it could go one way or the other. I don't really have high hopes for it, but at the same time, I do.
Yeah. Okay, so if you had to say, Michael, what is your number one anticipated movie in the next coming months? What would you have to say?
Probably going to have to be Avengers, because the new Avengers, because I have never been let down by any of those movies. They're always kind of what you expect, but a little bit more than you expect at the same time.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, I was a huge fan of Infinity War. I thought it was amazing. I was not the prior installments before that movie came out. I liked Black Panther. I wasn't a huge fan of it. I thought it was kind of overrated. But other than that, I think Marvel is still doing a very good job with the Avengers cast. The way that Avengers Infinity War ended left everybody wanting more. And I think it's very, very cool that they went ahead and filmed it right, like, in succession right after the last movie. Because this movie is, we literally just saw Infinity War. I can't remember when it came out, a couple months, when was it, during the summer?
I believe it was during the summer.
Yeah, and we're already getting another one next year, so that's awesome.
They had set up the acting so they would be able to do it, release it.
Yeah.
But one thing that I do kind of want to see is a fan theory where Captain Marvel wields the gauntlet with all the
Infinity Stones. I haven't heard of that theory, actually, but that would be pretty dope.
And they said she's going to basically reverse all of what Thanos did. So if that happens, that would be cool. But also, it would...
Well, that would make sense why they're introducing her so late in the game. Yeah.
Because I think they're going to present her as a very kind of overpowered...
character.
Superhero. Kind of like Thanos. You know, Thanos didn't really have anyone to contend against him. Really, the only person you had hopes for him contending against him was the Hulk, but you see early on that he didn't really stand a chance. Also, I heard that they were introducing Professor Hulk, which is Banner and Hulk working together.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that too, actually.
Which would make him a very much more controlled person, not just rage. He'd be able to control what he does specifically.
I would probably have to say my most anticipated movie in the coming months is probably going to be Aquaman. I wasn't a huge fan of the character. I didn't really know much about him. Before Justice League came out, I decided to start studying up on him. I read a couple of the comic books that DC had released in the past years, and I thought they were really good. He's a really cool character. The whole Greek mythology spin on it's very cool too, talking about Atlantis, Poseidon's in it and stuff like that, and how it ties in with Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman's pulls from Greek mythology as well, with Zeus and all that stuff, which I was a really big fan of when I was a kid. So I'm definitely really excited to see what Aquaman does.
I'm pretty excited for that as well. He I feel like he's a very underrated superhero. Not a lot of people like him a lot, but in Justice League, one of the cool parts was they do show you a little bit of how Aquaman isn't just a person that can control fish. Like, he does have a little bit of super strength, and he does have...
Yeah, they elaborated on his story a little bit in the Justice League, but this movie looks like we're going to get a lot of backstory. I mean, it is his movie now, so I'm really excited to see what they do with that. I'm
also the character that they chose also could be a perfect representation of Aquaman because of the way he looks.
Definitely. I'm a huge fan of James Wan, the director. He's actually the guy who did the Conjuring movies and a lot of other horror movies before this. So I'm excited and very curious to see how he portrays Atlantis and Aquaman and that whole genre, that whole mythos behind him. The visuals in that movie look amazing. I mean, I've watched that trailer multiple times, and I'm amazed every single time I watch it. It's honestly looks really good. The color palette is insane. There's a lot of bright, vibrant colors. It's not dark like the rest of the DC movies are, which I'm really excited to see because I want to see a more lighter take on a DC movie. I know the movie Shazam's coming out in the next coming months, I think, or next year sometime. That looks a lot lighthearted too. I think they're finally listening to fans and people who said that their movies were way too dark, they were way too depressing, which a lot of people say that's what the DC universe is all about. But I don't know, I think if you want to compete with Marvel and actually have a chance at having a good movie in the and having a good return, people buying tickets and stuff like that, you definitely have to have that more lighthearted, comedic, action-y take on it.
I also believe that that's part of what made them successful as well. Like, they're not as light as Marvel. Like, that's how Batman became so successful. He is a very definitely, dark character. Yeah. And the way he fights is just like in the darkness, he uses your fear against you.
Right.
But
I definitely think there's a place for that, but yeah. I just don't think Aquaman falls into that category, so I'm really glad.
Yeah. But honestly, the biggest failure I believe still is just they're rushing them too quickly. They're just not giving them backstory before they push the movies out, so.
Yeah, I'm glad though that we're getting these standalone movies more so than the team up movies, because the main two DC movies that they marketed a lot, that they pushed, that everybody was excited for, were both movies where there were multiple characters involved, and that was Batman versus Superman and Justice League. So, and even in between, and same with Suicide Squad, it was a team-up movie. There was a lot of characters that nobody really knew before the movies came out. So I think that it's definitely a good way to go for DC, having more standalone movies, because before that, the only standalone movies we got were Man of Steel, which we didn't even know was going to incorporate more DC characters later down the line. I just thought it was a standalone Superman movie, and then Wonder Woman, and now we're getting Aquaman. So it's kind of weird that we've already had three team-up movies without any backstory to the characters. I know the way that Marvel did things when they established Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, and the Incredible Hulk way before they even thought about doing the Avengers. So,
well, that was one mistake on them, though. They couldn't stick with.
Well, they're just playing catch up. That's all it is. They were just playing catch up. I mean, I feel like just once they saw how successful Marvel was with their movies, they needed to tap into that, but I think that the way they went about it was just way too rushed. So,
yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, so that's our most anticipated movies in the coming months and next year. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to the podcast and look out for more episodes coming in the future. Thanks.